For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And our guest this week on Cultural Baggage?
I'm Mike Gray, chairman of Common Sense for Drug Policy. I also wrote the book Drug Crazy.
Mike, you've had a great deal of experience with observation of the changes to the marijuana laws in California. They're trying very hard in various states across the country to do similar measures. What's your observations in that regard?
Well, it's been a tremendous success here in California. I mean, we now have, some estimates say 20,000 people are taking advantage of this medical marijuana law here in California to get access to medicine that, in many cases, is a matter of life and death. The Angel Raich case, for example, is a woman who literally is unable to live without the stuff, and her doctors have verified that. So, you know, this is a crucial program for a lot of seriously ill people, and of course, the program has not increased the use of marijuana at all among teenagers. That was the big concern. Everybody said when this thing started, Dean, you remember, everybody was saying, "Oh my God, you can't do that. If you make it available for sick people, then it sends the wrong message to children." Now, I don't know exactly how they arrived at that conclusion. I mean, if we didn't make it available to sick people, wouldn't that be sending the wrong message to children? I would think, you know, like we shouldn't give the message to our children that we'd rather have people die in order to prove a point.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, there are instances in regards to, say, needle exchange, where much the same message is sent.
I was just on a program just an hour ago, NBC in Seattle. We did an interview with a show up there. They're very concerned about, you know, they're having needle exchange in Vancouver, which is just north of Seattle, and people are up in arms about, oh, if they're going to have clean needles exchange, isn't that sending the wrong message? I said, the message that these people would apparently like to send is that we'd rather you die than be helped out by practical medical techniques that we know will work, we know will prevent you from getting AIDS, we know that will prevent your loved ones from getting AIDS from you. But the thing, the important thing for the drug warriors is the message. They don't care. And I think that the message they are sending to the children of America is, we've lost our minds.
Mike has written a book, Drug Crazy. He's also a noted screenwriter, producer, director out in Hollywood, and he's the president of Common Sense for Drug Policy. And if he seems a bit cynical about this, realize he's invested thousands of hours into investigating this hypocritical drug prohibition. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.